Hinjawadi IT Park, job scam, fake firm owner, arrested for duping aspirants. Fake firm, real fraud, RS28, lack, swindle, unraveled. Forged letters and false promises, unmesh Gujarati Sprouts News Network. Hinjawadi police arrested Upesh Ranjit Patil for orchestrating a fake IT job scam from Hinjawadi IT Park. He collected RS 12 lakh each from over 300 aspirants by issuing forged appointment letters. 11 victims have filed complaints, totaling RS 28 lakh in fraud, with investigations ongoing to uncover the full extent. The Hinjawadi police have apprehended Upesh Ranjit Patil, the alleged mastermind behind an elaborate job racket targeting software professionals. The accused is charged with defrauding numerous job seekers by offering fictitious high-paying IT roles from a bogus company based in Hinjawadi IT Park Phase 2. This case highlights growing concerns over employment scams in India's major tech hubs. Authorities state that Patil's operation began on December 15, 2024, systematically targeting eager candidates. He allegedly lured victims with promises of lucrative software packages and formal employment contracts. Each aspirant was coerced into paying exorbitant placement fees ranging between RS 1 lakh and RS 2 lakh for these guaranteed positions. Modus operandi, forged appointment letters and false promises. To establish credibility, the accused issued professionally fabricated appointment letters after receiving the payments. These documents were designed to mimic those from legitimate IT corporations, complete with job titles and compensation details. However, no actual employment or onboarding processes were ever initiated by the fake entity. The scheme collapsed when victims, after repeated failed attempts to commence their roles, approached the authorities. A police spokesperson confirmed that 11 formal complaints have been registered, quantifying the current fraud at approximately Rs 28 lakh. The investigation remains actively underway. Scale of fraud could exceed initial estimates. While confirmed losses are significant, investigators suspect the true scale is vastly larger. Preliminary evidence suggests over 300 job seekers may have been deceived by the sophisticated operation. The police are urging additional potential victims to come forward to assist in the expanding probe. The Special Investigation Team, SIT, dedicated to financial crimes, is forensicizing seized digital evidence to map the complete network. This Special Investigation Team, SIT, is analyzing bank transactions and communication logs to identify all affected individuals and trace the defrauded funds. Industry-wide alert issued for job seekers. This incident has prompted cybersecurity experts and recruitment agencies to issue advisories for job seekers. They recommend verifying company credentials directly through official websites and being wary of any upfront fee requests. The Pune Police Commissioner emphasized that legitimate employers never demand payment for employment opportunities. The Special Investigation Team, SIT, is also exploring potential connections to other similar fraud schemes reported in Pune and other metropolitan cities. Patil remains in police custody as authorities work to uncover the full extent of this sophisticated employment scam.